Jeffrey Epstein, chemtrails, Ukraine, Second Amendment. Is President Trump alienating significant portions of his constituency? And well, there's been some flip-flopping and there's been some inaction. And joining us right now is Frank Banasek of the 1791 Society, and Tanner will take care of that, a very pro-Second Amendment group. And Frank, you're a big fan and supporter of President Trump, but my understanding is you and some of your people are not very happy with respect to the Second Amendment to pursuit of the Trump administration.
Well, it's actually beyond just us, Tom. There's concern nationwide. If everybody recalls, during the campaign, the president repeatedly stated over and over again at every whistle stop campaign speech that we are going to protect the Second Amendment. Well, we are now nearly 6 months into the term, and we are not seeing any action. And the action we're looking for is an enforcement action against states like New York and other states who are denying citizens their Second Amendment rights under the Constitution. There's a lot of precedents for this. We had a situation in the 50s and 60s during the Civil Rights Movement where there were all kinds of laws passed. You can't vote unless you take a test. You got to pay a poll tax. You can't come into this school. You can't come into this restaurant. You can't use this water fountain. These were laws passed in various states. And the Justice Department went after those states and put a stop to that nonsense. And we're looking for the same thing here to get our gun rights back.
Specifically, what would you like the Trump administration to do in New York State?
Well, we had three members of Congress, Representatives Stefanik, Tenney, and Langworthy, who wrote letters to the U.S. Attorney General, and they requested action against New York State for this denial of our rights here. And that was exactly 2 months ago. And so far, the Attorney General has not even replied to letters from members of Congress. And that is very concerning to us. This is not, it's not a really complicated situation. There needs to be a political and legal will to defend the rights of the people under the Constitution. We only have one Constitution in this country, but in 29 states, you can carry a concealed handgun without jumping through hoops and applying for permits and all kinds of rigmarole that they have passed, all these different laws. And then you come to New York State, and it's just one law after another. And it's a total infringement. So something has to be done about it. We can't go on like this.
And would you say, Frank, that under the 10th Amendment, this is an issue where the federal statutes and the Constitution would supersede any state law? Because it is specifically enumerated as a federal power, right? The Second Amendment and respect thereof?
Absolutely. And like I said, there's precedent on this in the southern states during the Civil Rights Movement. There's precedent on this going back to the Civil War era, the Reconstruction era. You know, it's not a complicated situation. We have been advised by attorneys that the actual legal work in instituting an action, you're probably looking at 20 hours of legal work, and the Justice Department has hundreds and hundreds of attorneys. They could do this. We're getting feedback. We have a lot of contacts. We have reliable informants in Washington. We're hearing that they have lost political will to do anything about this. And, you know, we're here, well, we're going to get to it. You know, the check's in the mail, one of those things, you know. And it's very concerning, and it's concerning across the country. We don't have 60 votes in the Senate to get any meaningful legislation through. We're certainly not going to get any help from the New York State legislature or the judges in New York State who are literally owned. If you remember, former Governor Cuomo referred to them as my judges, and that's what we're facing in New York State. So that's a dead issue as far as anything in the courts or the legislature. So we have to go federal. The Supreme Court has been hot and cold. Here a few weeks back, there was a case, Snope, S-N-O-P-E, versus Maryland, on the so-called assault rifles ban bill. And there were conflicting decisions, multiple conflicting decisions in the lower federal courts. And, you know, that's where the Supreme Court comes in to mediate and rule on these conflicting decisions. So the case was referred for a cert writ back in the early fall of last year. And they distributed that case, which is a legal term for they passed it out to the Supreme Court justices, and they sit around and have coffee and talk about it and say, are we going to take this case or not? Well, they redistributed this case 16 times since last fall, and nobody can recall. It's a modern-day record to over and over and over again reconsider the case. So there were a lot of cookies being munched on over this case. There was a lot of pressure on both sides, and ultimately they refused to hear the case. And the entirely shocking part about it was Justice Kavanaugh came out and made a statement. He was one of the justices who voted not to hear it, and said, and I'm paraphrasing this, well, it's probably unconstitutional because these rifles in question are very, very popular. They're commonly used. There's over 20 million of them possessed. But we're going to hear it at some point, and we're probably going to find that it's unconstitutional. But we're not going to hear it right now. We're going to listen to it down the road sometime. So he basically came out and said, we're not going to do our job.
All right. Frank Panasuk is with us on the Trocar College WBEN Live Line on News Radio 930 WBEN. Frank is with the 1791 Society, a very pro-Second Amendment group, and they're growing a little bit frustrated with President Trump and Second Amendment issues and the lack of political will, in particular, to make sure that the Democrat-controlled states are not denying firearms rights to the residents thereof. And Frank Panasuk is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. So since he spoke so heavily about the Second Amendment and his love of the Second Amendment, what has changed, Frank? Does it have anything to do with the failed assassination attempt just over a year ago?
Actually, we don't know exactly what changed here. We suspect, I mean, it would probably be human nature, you know, after he was missed by a millimeter or two. And that was caused, we recently had, six Secret Service agents suspended and taken off the job for dropping the ball on that. That was not a firearm issue. That was a dereliction of duty. They weren't paying attention. They weren't, how in the world can you get somebody at that close range on top of a roof when you have a former president and a current presidential leading candidate? How do you let somebody on top of a roof like that?
Yeah, that whole situation to me stinks to high heaven, but maybe we'll get to that later on. But is that the reason why there has been a lack of slamming it to the floor with the accelerator on gun rights for President Trump?
We suspect that it has something to do with it. And don't get me wrong, we love the president. We love what he's doing. You know, he's taken the bull by the horns and you know, he's confronted this illegal alien situation. He's confronted multiple issues, but we are really being victimized by New York State, and there are other states that are victimizing their residents too. New York is out of control. They have just passed one law after another. Now they're even considering passing a law banning Glock pistols, which is one of the most, if not the most popular pistol in the country. And they're, you know, just coming up with one thing after another. They want a 10-day waiting period to take delivery of a firearm. So if you want to buy a new deer rifle, you can put in for it, and then you got to wait 10 days after you do the background check to pick the gun up. The same thing. I mean, you could have a pistol permit and have 7 handguns on it, but you go in to buy a new one, and okay, you already possess 7 handguns on your permit, but you got to wait 10 days to get this other gun. And what is that accomplishing?
Only insanity, I would suspect. Frank Panasuk with the 1791 Society is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. So just so I'm on the same page and I understand exactly what you're saying here, you support President Trump, but you are disappointed that his administration has been dragging its collective feet on going after states like New York, where gun owners and gun rights have been under assault, no pun intended, for quite some time. You would like a situation in New York State where people are allowed to carry concealed without having to go through the permitting process, and you believe that the Trump administration could bring that situation about if they brought legal action against New York State under the auspices of the Second Amendment.
Exactly, and that's the only avenue we have to correct this situation. Like I said, the courts have been hot and cold on it. We don't have the votes in the Senate. New York State is certainly not going to reverse course. They're getting worse, and the only action that we can use to justify or take action against this nonsense is a legal action, an enforcement action by the Attorney General. She has not got a good Second Amendment record. She was very involved in Florida with these red flag laws. She touted them to people and so forth. And, you know, not answering, if you're the Attorney General of the United States and you get letters from 3 members of Congress, you know, they have to have dozens of secretaries. They have procedures for dealing with this. Not to answer these letters for over 2 months, that's inexcusable. You know, it's just not proper.
Well, she answers to somebody. I mean, obviously, there's a chain of command with cabinet members and people in the administration. Is it possible that the word has gone down from the president that, you know, these Second Amendment lunatics, forget about them. They're not a priority. And maybe the gun control people have it right. So let's not make any waves.
It could very well be. That we don't really know. We know he has cooled off on enforcing Second Amendment rights, and there is a nationwide group of people, Second Amendment advocates, who are very upset about this. It's not just New York State; it's in every state. You know, they came out and they voted, they supported him, and you know, the promises over and over and over again. We've all heard them. We're going to protect the Second Amendment. It was in every speech that I heard him make, that I saw televised, that we were going to protect the Second Amendment. Well, we are 6 months into this administration now, and absolutely nothing is done, and our reliable sources state that there is nothing on the agenda. And that's what's really scaring us, because they have no intention to do anything. And we're looking at, you know, we feel this is a stalling tactic. We're 6 months into it. You know, you got the first of the year is going to be here before you know it. And what's going to be the next excuse? Right now, well, we're busy. We got a lot going on. After the first of the year, well, the midterms are coming up. We have to watch what we do. And there are a lot of people concerned about the turnout in the midterms, because a lot of people came out and voted for their Second Amendment rights, and they're not seeing any action. And there's a lot of concern about Second Amendment voters losing interest and not turning out for the midterm elections. And they really need to be observant of this and sit down and think about what they're doing.
Is there anything that can be done at the legislative level? Obviously, the presidency would be the executive level. Could something be introduced legislatively to bring this kind of relief for New York and other state gun owners to bring relief to them?
Without 60 votes in the Senate, there's nothing significant that can really be done. They just had the Hearing Protection Act, which involved the use of suppressors. A lot of people commonly refer to them as silencers, which they're really not a silencer. They're a suppressor. They lower the decibel level of gunshots. Most people that have been shooting for a long time, including yours truly, are wearing hearing aids because of hearing damage from gunfire. And this would go to help. A lot of European countries that have strict firearms regulations require the use of these suppressors for noise abatement. But we couldn't get this through Congress. They dropped the tax on them, but they didn't drop the registration scheme on it. And a lot of this stems from the 1930s gangster movies when, you know, they said, oh, we're gonna put a silencer on this revolver and we're gonna shoot somebody and nobody's gonna know it. Well, that's all nonsense. And suppressors are widely used in other states. Of course, they're banned in New York State, but they couldn't get that through. You know, the reciprocity bill, are we gonna see reciprocity? I don't know. As far as pistol permits being allowed in other states, I can tell you from personal experience, during the Bush II administration, they passed the Law Enforcement Officer Safety Act in Congress, and President George W. Bush signed it. So that gave retired and active police officers authority to carry handguns in the United States and its possessions. And there were states, including New York, that fought that extensively. And in New York City, there was a Pennsylvania sworn officer. It became known that he was carrying a gun on him. He didn't do anything wrong. He didn't get into any problem. But NYPD confronted him, and he showed them the law that he was carrying under federal authority. And they said, yeah, that's nice. Well, you're in New York City now. We make the laws around here. So they arrested him and threw him in Rikers Island. And he was there for several days before he got an attorney. He got bailed out. That's when we hit the bail laws still. And he went to court, and they went and showed the judge the law and everything. And the judge dismissed the case. And he filed a lawsuit. And he got a $150,000 settlement from New York City, because he was carrying legally under federal authority. Does NYPD do? They go and arrest another guy a couple months later. And he goes through the same thing, gets jailed, goes into court.
Frank, I've got a break. I've got to end this, but I want to thank you very much for joining us to explain the Second Amendment crowd and its disenchantment on this issue anyway with President Trump, if I'm using the correct word. Thank you very much. And people who want to find out more about the 1791 Society just can find it on Facebook under, oddly enough, 1791 Society. Frank Panasuk on the Trocare College WBEN Live Line.